I wanted to talk a little bit about mantras. Now, I've been talking about meditation for the last 5 weeks, and I omitted this fairly important step, which was really quite useful to me very early on in learning meditation. I used to have an extremely busy mind, and I used to wear this as a badge of honour, not realising that I wasn't giving the various things on my mind the attention they deserved. I was probably not giving the best of myself to the various tasks that I had to do. One thing I've learned is the importance of not multitasking and giving everything your fullest attention. So with mindfulness meditation, the anchor is often the breathing and watching the breath. But even that in itself, for the beginner to meditation, can be difficult. So the mantra, and mantra, it comes from the Sanskrit for sound tool. It's really an adjunct to meditation, but can become the meditation itself. We've all heard about mantras. I mean, you hear people saying Om, which is a mantra. We probably use them a lot in daily life, not realizing that they're mantras, and often they're expletives. But even the expletives serve a purpose, and they stop the track of thoughts. Just that recognition that there's something not quite right that evokes the expletive, that does actually stop the track. So we do use mantras in daily life, but we don't realize how useful they can be, and they are another anchor that you can refer to at any time. Now, some organizations will charge a lot of money to give you a mantra, but I think a mantra should be something really personal, something important to you. Some teachers suggest having a mantra with just one syllable. I think that's too restrictive. A couple of syllables, even a phrase which is special to you, can be used as a mantra. They don't have to have religious connotations, although a lot of people do use God as a mantra, or Jesus, or other names, Shiva. I think Gandhi's mantra was Rama, Rama, and in fact, when he was assassinated, those were his last words before he died. So it was very important to him, and all I would say on this matter, it's really a personal thing. I used to, and I will go over how to incorporate a mantra into mindfulness meditation. I think nowadays, I thought to myself before this topic that I don't actually use a mantra these days. I certainly don't use it for meditation, although, as I said, for training the mind, I think it's extremely useful. But there is one thing that I do say a lot mentally, just when I remember to, which seems to be more and more often these days, and it's one of these exponential things. My mantra, if I had to say one, would be thank you. I often find myself mentally saying this. So I want to play an example of a Buddhist chant. This is a Buddhist mantra called Om Mani Padme Hum, which I believe translates to behold the flower of the lotus. I heard it first in Nepal in 2008, and I had to find it and buy it, and it's on my channel. I love it so much, and I hope that Facebook don't block and YouTube, well, Facebook don't block this video because of copyright. Let me see if I can play this. It's only 2.5 minutes, and if you're on your own, try joining in. The mantra is very simple. It's secular. There's no religious connotations. Om Mani Padme Hum, and sing it with all your heart. I will, but I'll probably mute it. Oh, here we go. Of time, I did cut that video short, and I hope you found it as evocative as I did, as I always do every time I listen to it. It's available on the YouTube channel playlist, I think. Maybe Music to Inspire or Meditations. I'll post a link if you do like it. I know a lot of people do like that. That meditation chant, and my meditation teacher at the British School of Meditation course, Mary Nielsen, she did use that in the teaching of mantra meditation, so she gave me the idea, so thank you, Mary. Just want to show you a little bit about how you can incorporate the mantra as part of your meditation practice. And this is just going to be a short practice, just for 3 minutes or so. So I just want you to take some deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Gently close your eyes as well. Some deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. make this your last deep breath, and then let it rest naturally into your normal breathing pattern. On the in-breath of your natural breathing pattern, I want you to mentally say the word peace. And on the out-breath, joy. Two very neutral words. Peace on the in-breath. Joy on the out-breath. You don't have to feel peace or joy to be able to use these mantras. Peace on the in-breath. Joy on the out-breath. This is how easy it is to incorporate the mantra and how useful it can be to focus and train the mind. So peace on the in-breath and joy on the out-breath. And then gently bring your attention back to the present moment, back to now, feeling alert. Now, for this purpose, it makes sense to have a short mantra, like a syllable, like peace. It can be the same word for the in-breath or the out-breath, or you can use a single word for both, or you can use a phrase. There's some popular, for example, in Hinduism, there's the Gayatri Mantra, which is a very complex phrase. I'll say it once. It's Om Bhuvasva Tatsivitu Varinyam Bhago Devasya Dimahi Diyoyo Na Prachodayat. That's a fairly complex mantra. You can even elaborate further, and there's a meditation teacher who's one of my favourite teachers in the 1960s called Eknath Iswaran, who wrote, and I have this book, the Mantra Handbook, which is very useful if you want any help selecting a mantra. He also wrote a book called Passage Meditation. This was his technique of teaching meditation. It was very religious, and this may appeal to some people, but it can be any inspired piece of scripture, and he taught training the mind, the training of attention on scriptural passages, inspirational passages. And I have to say, it doesn't matter from which tradition you come from, something like the prayer of Saint Francis is so evocative, irrespective of which was your original tradition. But that is another book that I can recommend by the same author, Passage Meditation, if this is something that does interest you. He used to teach at the University of California in Berkeley in the late 1960s, and he has a YouTube channel as well. It's a very sweet gentleman. So I seem to brush over mantras, but they're really quite important. And whatever mantra you choose, let it be personal to you, and make it a positive one, like some peace or joy, because these things have a way of permeating your life if you say often enough. So thank you very much for watching, and I'll see you tomorrow.